When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for True Crime News. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get to Jeremy McNichols here before we take the bottom of the hour trending alert. Again, caught up with him in the locker room. He had the two-point conversion there at the end to make it 36-33.
It looked like they initially got to you, bottled you up, and you just kind of fought through it. Is that, like, do you remember? Like,
I just got the ball. I seen the end zone. I know I need to get in there for my team. I can't really take you through the full play, but got the ball, seen the end zone, and I knew I had to, you know, put it in there for my teammates and this organization to finish out the game.
When you guys took over that possession, Luke had the nice kickoff return, but I think it was like 158 or whatever, one timeout. Was there any doubt in your mind that you guys were?
No. If there's time on the clock and we have the ball, we going down to win and we're going to put the ball in the end zone. We've done it before, so we believe in each other and this brotherhood, and we know we are capable of, and we got opportunity, and we seized the moment and got it done.
I was going to ask you an unfair question. Is that more the brotherhood, that belief, or is it more that you guys have done this in big spots here?
Both. I think it's both. I mean, when you look to your left and your right, I want to play for my brother. You know, I'm going to give it all for him. And we just got a bunch of guys up and down this roster and in our locker room that just believe more than, you know, the outside. We don't listen to the outside noise. It's what's in this locker room, and we know what we got, and we don't want to, you know, not get in the end zone for our brothers. You know, that's what we need to do.
You guys turned the ball over 5 times and one on down, so 6, I guess, total. To win a game like this against that caliber of opponent, to snap a 10-game winning streak, to deny them a chance to win the division, how do you even begin to process all that?
That's so what, now what? It's over. You can't get those plays back. So we got time on the clock, and we still have opportunity to win the game. And that's just how we, you know, now what? You know, that play is gone. We turned the ball over. Now what? Like, let's go make this drive better. We can't fix what's in the past. All we can do is, you know, focus on the present and continue to just keep fighting for each other. Just having fun, man. It's a party in here after that type of win. I mean, any type of win, you know, it's hard to win in this league, so you can't never take it for granted. And you have to celebrate these wins, you know. And obviously, it's a 24-hour rule. We enjoy it, and we're going to move on to the next week.
I know the goal is bigger, of course, but this organization, and you just got here, hadn't won 10 games in a season since 2012. Right. Been a long time. Does that number mean anything to you individually or to the team, just to get into double digits, something that, again?
I mean, no, we go into every week, you get 17 opportunities guaranteed, and we try to win every single one of them. You know, you want to win, go 1-0 every single week, and put as many W's up as you can to try and put yourself in a position to have the opportunity to get in that tournament, and then just see what happens. You know, just give us the opportunity. So I don't think we ever go into a season like, hey, we need to go and win a specific number of games. We want to win all of them. We can win all 17. Let's go do it. You know, so that's our mindset.